930 ESPN WBEV AM Beaver Dam. A Good Karma Brands radio station. Live now on the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, just like Brian Gutekunst had to do over the weekend, he had to make some calls, get some new Packers in the building, introduce them to the new NFL world. Just like that man, Goody himself, we had to make the call to Ashley Dobrzynski, and she kindly accepted that phone call, and she has been drafted into the number two chair. It's official. Finally, we are here. Ashley Dobrzynski, welcome as a full-time host and producer. You're double dipping. This is a...
I am.
This is a big ask. Are you ready to step up to the plate here?
I think so. We might have some what's it called?
What, growing pains?
Growing pains. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Yeah, but I think we should be pretty good.
See, I don't envy what you're doing at all, having to do multiple things at once. So this is going to be... I'm going to be as nice and patient as I ever can be because I don't know technology. You've witnessed this.
Yeah, I know.
You got here last year in July.
Yep.
And today, here we are celebrating your 23rd completion on this earth. It is your birthday. Happy birthday as well,
Thank
Ashley.
You.
But yep. With that being said, you will not have any grief from me. If anything, you're still going to be doing all the tech stuff. So you've earned extra leeway from this side of the table.
Thanks, Wally. It's about time.
Well, you know what? You had to earn it. It took a little while, but we're here. I have to be nice to you now, legally.
You and Charlie.
Well, we still have Charlie in the building, by the way. People out there.
Yeah, he's not gone.
He's not gone. This ain't anything like that. He's just moving over. We're going into our event season now, and he's back in his traditional role. Huge thank you to him for stepping in these last few months as we've been transitioning over. But I do want to welcome in now the great Gabe Neitzel. Nice. Excuse me. You can hear Gabe weekdays on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 9 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. And I know Gabe had a busy weekend himself too. Everything from the Packers draft to another weekend of Brewers baseball. Gabe, it's great to have you on. How are you doing today?
Happy birthday to Ashley.
Thank you.
Excited for her. Not to make, Ashley's birthday about me, but I already kind of feel old, but I've been with Good Karma Brands longer than Ashley's been alive. So I'm feeling a little bit old now here at the start of the show.
Over 20. Wait, how long has it been official? I know that you've been on over in our neck of the woods a while back. It's over 23 years, Gabe?
Celebrating 24 years with GKB in June.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you. Long time, and hopefully we got another 23 long years coming. You just don't have to hopefully look at and talk to me all the time. I wish you that from a personal angle.
Oh, man. No, it's great, Wally. Let me go ahead and put this around. Did you make your way to the ballpark at all? I know your Pirates were in town, and I'm sure you're excited about the Pirates winning 2 out of 3 against the Brewers. Did you at least get to AmFam Field to see your team?
I have to go in August because, coincidentally, Gabe, I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for something else that we're going to be talking about today because my buddy from college and I, Tyler, back at The Ohio State University, we started traveling with the draft when it started moving around about 10 years ago when it started in Chicago, and we've made the pilgrimage each year, albeit we're not the young men we were at the start of this game. At the beginning, it was really cool to stand in a mosh pit for 10 hours. And now we're like, well, you know what? Thank God Lambeau opened the stadium last year, because I think it unlocked Pandora's box, because they did the same thing at Heinz, and I'm calling it Heinz Field forever, over in Pittsburgh. So we got to sit down this time. We're adjusting on the fly.
Yeah, no, that's like, you know, good for you. You know, good for you that you guys keep that up, even though you're starting to realize it might be a young man's game.
It is, and it's certainly passed me by, but the draft is a young man's game in what it is too, Gabe, and I know... Again, you had a lot of time on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves covering this draft, and it was a unique draft because the Packers weren't drafting first, and it's not something too many Packer fans were upset about when you know the reason why is that you have Micah Parsons on that Packers sideline. I'm interested from you, when you start a draft like this where your first pick isn't until 52, it feels more important. So when you left this draft initially, when you have seen the approach that they went after, what were some of your positives that you came out of this?
Well, this is pretty evident. And, you know, they wanted to target, and Brian Gutekunst said a bunch. They wanted to add bodies to the cornerback room, and they were able to add a couple, obviously, with their first pick and Brandon Cisse. And then they add in the corner out of the Alabama in their first sixth-round pick. So I think that was certainly a positive. And look, we knew they were rumored to be interested. Adam Schefter told us he thought the Packers could be a team that were interested in Dexter Lawrence when he was getting traded for from the New York Giants. Now, of course, him going for the 10th overall pick, Packers could have never afforded it at that price. But they got a big, wider body with McClellan out of Missouri. So I think kind of addressing some of those needs that they needed defensively. I know our guy here, our producer, Jen Gaben Chewy, Josh DiMaggio is really excited about Dennis Sutton, the edge rusher out of Penn State. What I liked about the defensive players, and I don't mean to leave Jagger out, but he's an offensive lineman, so the stats don't exist for him. But looking at the defensive players that they were able to draft, especially those first three that I had just mentioned, they all have really good production, and it's in the SEC. You know, we're not talking about having great production out of the mid-major school. No, I mean, if you can draft somebody that has had the production out of the SEC or in DDS's case in the Big Ten, you know, having 8.5 sacks the way he did last year, I feel good about that. So you're marrying up, you know, the physical attributes of these guys with the production they were able to have on the field in two of the best conferences in college football.
Well, I'm happy you brought up those two guys in the third and fourth round, because I was kind of conflicted going into this draft, Gabe, of wanting to address the offensive line at some point. You mentioned it wasn't addressed until the fifth round, versus getting the Robin to Micah Parsons Batman on that defensive line. And they went with two pieces right there in that part of the draft. Where you expect these guys to make an impact on Sundays pretty early on. Do you think that that was then the right move then to address and try to turn this defense into what is a world beater and trust those guys that you do have established on the line already?
Yeah, I mean, when you take a look at the line, I think they feel pretty good. Now, whether or not fans feel pretty good about it, it remains, you know, I think is certainly something that remains to be seen. But I think they feel pretty good about their starting five. And the questions kind of fall in behind that. And, you know, they draft Jagger, so maybe he can be kind of that swing guy on the inside, play both guard spots and center. And Darian Kennard seems to be somebody that the Packers, and he's played some tackle for them. He can be the swing guy. And they had mentioned, you know, if they have an injury at left tackle, maybe Zach Tom could even kick over and play left tackle. So it just kind of opens some things up. But you need to have some of that versatility. I did not mind them going on the defensive side of the football, because you have to remember, especially with this year's team, I take a look at this draft class, only six members, and I don't know how many of them are going to have immediate huge impacts, because Brian Gutekunst has done a pretty good job in the last two or three drafts of really getting a lot of the guys that we're looking at as starters. And some of those guys are actually coming to fruition, getting paid this year, whether it's Tucker Kraft going to get paid. We just saw Jaden Reed get paid as a part of that draft class from 2023. And then that 2024 draft class had three defensive starters that we see now with Evan Williams and Edgerrin Cooper and Javon Bullard. And these guys were able to come in and make an impact because there were open spots. There's really only one spot that's up for grabs for the Packers, if you're not counting special teams, because obviously now after drafting a kicker, there'll be a kicker competition. But the quarterback opposite of Keyshawn Nixon is the only starting job that's really up for grabs. Everything else we're looking at is depth pieces. And yes, these guys might contribute, but there are questions of, okay, Lucas Van Ness, is he going to be around in 2027? I doubt it. They're not going to pick up his fifth-year option before the deadline here in the beginning of May. So he may not be around. Maybe they assign him to some sort of extension. Maybe they don't. So you need bodies to start backfilling that position. Defensive tackle has all sorts of questions. Is Javon Hargrave just going to be a one-year guy? He's in his mid-30s now in the NFL, and that's, you know, who knows if he's sticking around for 2 years. You know, going into the last year of his contract, Devontae Wyatt. You know, so I think by drafting a defensive tackle in the third round, maybe he doesn't have the biggest of impact. Maybe he doesn't start in 2026, but maybe he's a starter by 2027. So I think this draft was more about, yeah, you get some decent depth rotational pieces that might become starters down the line versus having immediate starters that we've seen out of the last couple of drafts.
It's kind of switching gears, but not really because we're still talking about the draft. Do you think drafting the kicker, Trey Smack, marks the end of Brandon McManus's time in Green Bay?
I don't think it marks the end of his time, but my guess is he would have the leg up when we start talking about the competition. Because the Packers are either, they have decided that they're either okay with punting on $1 million because they gave Brandon McManus $1 million roster bonus at the beginning of March, or at the beginning of the new league year in March, or they're okay with wasting this draft pick in the sixth round. And that's not to say anything of Lucas Haversick, who kicked the longest field goal in franchise history last year while he was subbing in and still on the roster now for Brandon McManus. And I found this curious because, yes, the playoff game against the Bears was disastrous. There's no question about it. And Brandon McManus said as much. After the game, he called the most embarrassing performance of his career. But this is a guy who's kicked in the Super Bowl. This is a guy who understands the pressures of what it takes in playoff football. And yes, he missed two field goals and an extra point in that game last year. But he's also a guy who made 42 kicks in a row going into that. So putting the pressure on a rookie kicker to be the guy for a team that has championship aspirations, that's a lot to ask. And you take a look at, you know, the highest paid kickers in the NFL, 7 out of 10 are undrafted free agents. And a couple of them aren't on the teams that actually drafted them because rookie kickers have a lot of pressure and it takes a little bit of time to know how to kick in the NFL. And if it ends up being Trey Smack, Ashley, I think that's going to be a huge risk. But there's going to be risk involved whoever ends up being that kicker because we don't know how any three of these guys are going to respond to the playoff pressure until we get to the playoffs. And no matter what they do to try to recreate that during training camp, you're just not going to be able to match what the intensity is like or how you're going to feel when you're trying to kick in a cold, windy conditions like they had to at Soldier Field. Because they're going to have to kick in those cold, windy conditions at Lambeau if they do what they want to, you know, set out and do and win the division and host playoff games next year.
Well, yeah, and you're right, because kicking in the swamp where it's 90 degrees and nice all the time, it's a little different. But I was encouraged, at least, when you look, Gabe, he was awful in the opener last year. He went 2 for 5, and it's the closest, I think, that you can get that presser to college level. He went 16-17 the rest of the year after a disastrous opener last year. So I'm at least optimistic there. But I wanted to at least kind of ask you a little about something that didn't get addressed that I was a little surprised at, and that was the backup quarterback position. I can't imagine there's a bigger winner coming out of this weekend than Desmond Ridder. Do you believe that the team, the faith that they are obviously instilling in him, is they're in the right guy if Jordan Love does go down for 6 games and you need someone to save your season?
I have to quarterback. Maybe they use some of the capital the way they did to trade up to go get a Will Levis or go get an Anthony Richardson, but obviously, I mean, Desmond Ridder kind of falls in that category, right? Guy who has started and hasn't had a ton of success, but he started a bunch of games in this league. And if Matt LaFleur, who got Malik Willis to play as well as he did, went on to earn that $45 million a year contract, then he probably has the same confidence that Desmond Ridder is going to be able to get it done in a similar sense. Now, they're obviously very different quarterbacks in how they're going to get it done, but I think what this tells me, and maybe I end up being wrong, and maybe Will Levis or Anthony Richardson end up getting released, and the Packers decide to try to scoop one of them up to be the backup, it tells me that they think Desmond Ridder can be the short-term answer if you know, he happened to have an injury with Jordan Love. And, I mean, Goody had kind of talked about it. They know how important it is, and this is not me saying, oh, Jordan Love is injury prone, they need to have to make sure. No. The NFL is 17 games now, potentially going to an 18th in the very near future. And when you have playing that many games, all it takes is a cheap shot like you took against Chicago. And again, if any Bears fans have any problem with that,
it was a cheap shot.
Hit Jordan Love, got fined by the league, so they deemed it to be a cheap shot. And then, you know, now he's got a concussion and he's out for a game or two. And, you know, depending upon when that happens, that can kind of drastically change the outlook of your season. So having a backup quarterback that you have confidence in is kind of a luxury, but if you're a playoff team and you're expecting to be competitive, I think it's a must-have in the NFL in 2026.
Well, Gabe, since the draft is over now, we have the draft grades coming out. We don't know anything yet about how these players are going to play except what they've done in college. What is your overall opinion on draft grades?
Yeah, we tried to do this on our show, and I went, I can't give a draft grade. I don't know. Because even at the end of the day, Ashley, Goody doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, Goody thinks these guys are really good, but we know that Goody's picked players that have turned out to be pretty good and have turned out to be pretty bad. Like, but at the time he drafted him, he obviously believed in that player and thought that they were going to be able to play. I guess that the way that Dane Brugler does it, I think, is probably my favorite way, where
the
he just
beast.
Kind of grades. You know, he just kind of ranks the draft classes he likes. And even there, the Packers finished 26, which makes a ton of sense to me, because the draft class, the teams that are going to finish high are teams like the New York Jets, who have open competitions for a lot of starting spots and have three first-round draft picks and have double-digit, you know, draft, you know, picks total. And they've got a lot of guys that they were able to take high, so you've got some high-level talent. It's a deep draft class, so you've got a lot of swings and a better chance for that draft class to make an impact. And the Packers finished 26th in Dane Brugler's ratings, because, again, they didn't have a first-round pick. They only have six picks. So that's not a draft class that's going to rank very high compared to other draft classes. But that doesn't mean that these guys can't have somewhat of an impact. It just means that because it's six and the Packers roster, at least in terms of starters, is pretty well set, this draft class isn't going to have the impact that others are across the league. So I guess I understand, you know, when they get a B or a C or whatever from, you know, different draft people like Dane Brugler or Mel Kiper, because they were picking in the 50s and they only have six picks. But they will still, I promise you, have some sort of impact in 2026.
Gabe, we appreciate the time as always. Before we let you go, the one thing I want to put out there in the world, you brought it up at the start of the call, the Pirates come back to town one more time this year in early August. If you're free, tickets on me, drinks on me, I don't care. We got to find one of those three games to get the group of us here to get together and watch some Brewers baseball with my team in town.
All right, hey, count me in. I don't even know what the dates are in August. But we'll figure it out, Wally.
It's 3rd through the 5th. Don't worry. I've already boxed them out for you. You're going to be free those days.
Perfect.
You're the man, Gabe. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good rest of your show.
Hey, you're the man, Gabe. All right. Well, Ashley, I actually love, too, that he brought up one of my favorite people in pre-draft process, Dane Brugler. He comes out with this thing called The Beast, okay?
Okay.
This is a 600-plus page document that previews effectively like 700 college kids, when realistically you're going to have 256. It changes every year with compensatory picks. But he's like previewing guys that are not even going to get undrafted free agent contracts. And it's like writing about, it's like Ashley Dobrzynski's mom does this job. Her dad does this job. This is what she did in middle school. It's absurd how much time he puts into it. It's like his project he does all year round. I absolutely love it.
What's his name?
Dane Brugler. I'm going to show you this after. It's literally, okay, it's my draft Bible when I show up to these drafts.
Okay. I trust you, Ollie.
You're going to have to. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about golf. We're going to get back to the draft right after, but we're going to talk a little bit to David Brandenburg, the golf course manager over at Rolling Meadows here in just a few minutes. Hear what they've got going on over there. I know we've been already out for a few times playing golf. We got to get over there. We keep saying it. That's happening in this next few weeks. I'm putting that pen to paper. We're doing it.
Okay.
All right, good. We'll talk to him about that on the other side of the break on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Rust-Oleum's Painter's Touch 2x Cover Spray Paint is the perfect choice for both indoor and outdoor painting projects. It comes in over 100 colors and dries to a smooth, durable finish on wood, plastic, metal, and wicker surfaces. Save big on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Sharon needed legal help. She needed Gruber Law Offices.
When I think about Gruber Law Office, I think about how they took care of me, how they make sure that you get what you're supposed to get. Gruber Law Office. One call, that's all. I will always, always trust One Call, that's all.
Injured? Call Gruber Law Offices today. One call, that's all.
They are the best. I'm very happy.
Create beautiful beginnings at Prairie Ridge Health's Birth Center. Our caring and highly trained team will be by your side every step of the way from pregnancy through delivery and beyond. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Every financial journey is unique, and people can help you navigate.
The Empeople team always goes far above and beyond to make sure that all of my decisions are in my best interest long term, and that I am fully educated in all the details of my options. They always follow up and make it feel like I'm the only client that they have.
Whether you're just starting out, preparing for retirement, or anything in between, Empeople can help. Visit empeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full-on dial-up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. A professional floor covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be the bomb.
No doubt.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Dam Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It was a busy weekend here, of course, talking draft a lot today. But what else can you do on the weekend? You better believe it. With the weather turning, it's time to get on the links. What better place and what better person to be talking with today than David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows Golf Course Manager. David, it's been a couple weeks. I'm hoping that you had a chance to watch the draft over at the Friendly Confines this weekend. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good, David. And I just mentioned it before. I think right before we got on, so you might not have heard it, but Ashley and I, we mentioned it the last time we were on. We're taking the rounds this year. We're getting better at golf. And we know we got a great place to go because you got three different courses that we get to choose from, David. Can you tell us what's going on over at Rolling Meadows right now?
Sure. It's a little slow today. Obviously, the weather. We had a couple players out for even the wind and the potential rain we're having, but we had a little shower come through. We're open now, but huge weekend. And we were 380 players both Saturday and Sunday. A lot of people playing 18 or 9 holes and just enjoying the outside and the nice sunshine we had both afternoons. So just looking to gear up for a great great season. Our leagues are starting up and it's getting busier. People are looking to play golf.
Well, you told us last time you have the choice. I mean, with 27 different holes, you can pick, kind of figure out what you like most when you're out there. Do you have a favorite, or is it like kind of picking like a favorite kid? Or are they all special in their own way to you?
I think they're all special in their own way. I think the middle nine is probably my favorite. It has some challenges, but yet nothing overwhelming. The average golfer can get through the middle nine without too much trouble. It's just a beautiful venue, a nice rolling property. I mean, pretty much goes uphill for 4 holes and just gently comes back downhill for 5 holes. So it's a good layout. I mean, it's all 3 9s going to do that. Work their way out of the golf court or clubhouse and towards Hope Field and come back.
Well, and if you're like me, you lose golf balls. By the way, I went out last week. I only lost one golf ball, which for me, David, you're going to basically walk around when you get to like January next year and just find about 4 dozen of my golf balls in there. So okay. I'm going to make sure you keep an eye out for the WL on the ball. But you're in a good spot because you can at least reload at the team store.
Right. Yeah.
See?
Got plenty of different. We have tailor-made tennis here. Plenty of good balls for you to hopefully keep for many holes. But unfortunately, sometimes they do get lost.
Well, when I lose a lot, too, I always ask, what's the ball that you're the most comfortable with me losing? I always got pointed to a noodle. Is that the right ball for me?
For a casual golfer, a noodle is a good golf ball. It goes a long ways. It doesn't have too much spin, so it doesn't get you in too much trouble off the tee. It's a popular scramble ball because it goes so far. And it's perfectly priced for the casual golfer.
Well, perfect. There's a lot of us out there, too. And you know what? If you aren't good at golf like me, maybe the 27 holes aren't your best friend. That's why you have the 28th hole over there at Rolling Meadows. Can you tell us a little bit about the bar scene, what it looks like at the clubhouse when you do wrap up a long day on a Saturday afternoon?
Sure. It's great with big screen TVs. You can watch your favorite games, depending on what the action is. We have a huge new banquet area that we recently remodeled that can seat 120 people. So for groups or individuals or foursomes, whatever, just a perfect place to relax after your round. Have a cold one, have a sandwich, and just check out what's on TV and talk to your friends.
So when we do get out there in this next couple weeks, what's the easiest way for us to set up a tee time? Is there a way to do that online? How can we go about that in the easiest way for everybody?
Definitely, over half our tee times now are made online. That's probably the easiest way, either through the RollingMeadowsGolfCourse.com site, or our app, which also has a map on it with a yardage guide and scorecard right on it. But like I said, half our rounds are made online. The other one's just called the golf shop. The best number is 924-2424. Nice and easy to remember, and the 924 area code. We'll be happy to do it either way, either over online or in person or on the phone.
Yeah, I can't screw that up. That I like that. Did you get that on accident? How did you get to choose the number there? Did that play just come naturally for you?
We just got lucky with the 924-2424. Nice and easy to remember.
I can't screw that up, David. I can try. You'll see. But I tell you what, that's perfect. We'll have almost like a post-show reunion here in a couple weeks when we get out there again. You just got to make sure you point me in the right direction because I'm going to probably litter the course with a lot of lost balls over the coming months here.
It sounds good. The ponds have never been filled up yet, so I think we're okay.
Well, thank God, David. Well, David, you're the man. We'll catch up with you next Monday, and we'll see you out there at Rolling Meadows here in the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm a great man, David Brandenburg himself, and I'm not kidding. Ashley, that we talked about that during the break. We're like trying to get better. You're actually good at golf, though. That's the problem.
I'm decent at golf.
You hold out last year from probably, what, 75 yards, and it was just like no big deal?
It was a big deal. I was jumping up and down.
See, I didn't get that through the text. It just came through. Well, I got I hold out from here. And it was just like calm, cool, collected over text.
Well, I didn't want to seem like too excited.
You would have got like a video montage of me in like a banana hammock running through the course.
I don't think I've played good. Well, I've played fine, but like
this is what bothers me with people like you, though. You play good golf, and then you do the "Well, I didn't play that good." Give me a break.
No, like I haven't played like good at that course since.
All right. Well, we're gonna test it out here in a couple weeks. So
I have to
buckle up. You asked Gabe a few moments ago, and I actually really liked how you asked the question about draft grades, because we're at that weird time of the year where the draft is over, and what everybody wants to get told is my team did great. Everything was amazing. What kills me, Ashley, is you actually start looking at these grades, like 20 teams get A's. There's like a couple B's, and then you get like F's out of nowhere. There's like no real grading system. I don't know how we even do this at this point.
Well, I was looking at it, and the range of the Packers' grades are from A- to D. What do you mean? Like, people and sites are giving them like D's, and then other sites are giving them A's. Like, how does that make sense? Well, hold on. I'm trying to find where it is.
I think I saw that a little earlier while you're trying to find it, too, because I kind of subscribe to what Gabe was saying, where I get it with certain teams like the Jets that have three first-round picks. So naturally...
Well, the Jets, that's just difficult.
It's like, well, yeah, like you get three first-round picks. Like, it kind of plays for other reasons. Yeah. But it's like you should be getting good players in the first round. When you're drafting 52 overall... You're not going to have that top-end talent that you're going to have for a lot of the other teams. So exactly. I get being lower, but A- to D?
I just, and that doesn't make sense. ESPN gave the Packers a C+. NFL.com gave them a B+.
And then there's the A-.
Bleacher Report gave them a B. Like, what do you, I'm sorry, in my opinion, Sports Illustrated gave them a D.
It was Sports Illustrated, that's right. It was them that gave a D, and My favorite part is it was just like these guys have to develop. It's going to take time. The Packers need to win now.
But here's the thing. I feel like, again, there's just you won the draft all wet ready with getting Micah Parsons last year.
Amen.
Like, I don't. Yeah.
Amen.
Like, if none of these guys end up turning up, in my opinion, you still win the draft. With the fact that you got Micah Parsons.
When I'm out there on Thursday, and I'm sure you probably saw it when you got to tune in and watch, there's a Packers fan out there, and he was with a group of other Packers fans that three of, like, the five of them have Micah Parsons jerseys, and this guy has this, like, it was, like, a futuristic, I feel like...
And did it have words that was, like, going...
Yes, and it was like, we do not pick in the first round, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And... It was a party. When I saw Packer fans on Thursday night, it was truly a, who cares? This is great. I have Micah Parsons. Like, that's awesome. You know what? Enjoy what you get for the first round, because I'm starting to see today a lot of people do the Dallas Cowboy trade revisited, and they're adding picks that weren't even directly affiliated with the Packers picks to justify saying, we really won the trade. I'm not saying the Cowboys did wrong. But when you have Micah Parsons on your team, this isn't the Herschel Walker trade back in the 80s and 90s, whatever it was.
Well, you got to specify.
Well, okay. Well, Herschel Walker back in, I want to say it was either late 80s or early 90s, gets traded from Minnesota, or what, from Dallas to Minnesota, and Dallas ended up getting like 7 or 8 very, very high-end players because of it.
Okay.
And it propelled them into a dynasty in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So everybody does this worst trade ever stuff. And they're not doing that. I'm not going to sit here and say they're treating it like the worst trade ever.
Yeah.
But they're now spinning this into Jerry Jones masterclass. You have Micah Parsons on a team that last year, if another couple unfortunate injuries don't occur in December, you're talking about a Packers team that probably wins the division.
Exactly.
And very really could be playing very deep into the playoffs. They ain't a loser. When it's not Micah Parsons trade. And for that reason with you, the draft grades, how do you call this anything but an A when you know
exactly
how you have the picks you have?
Like, I just don't agree with SportsCenter saying, well, you know, they have to develop. I get it. You know, this is a team that wants to win right now. I completely get that. But again, I have high hopes for Is it Brandon
Cisse?
Cisse?
I was literally. I asked you earlier. Yeah, I started doing YouTube searches to get the name to make sure I said it right today.
I like the possibility and the opportunity with Cisse.
Well, he's a guy, too, that you got to see in the last 3 years. He played all 13 games in 2023. That was his first year. He's a guy that is constantly on the field. He is 5'11". I get that. Where you, in a perfect world, everybody wants the 6'1 corner a little bit bigger. He plays bigger than his body. And at 52, you're expecting him to come in and play pretty early. Maybe not a day one starter. If you were able, with those first three Goody picks, if you're able to have two realistic pieces next to Micah that can make his job easier, if you're able to have a guy like Cisse on the outside, hit the ground running like you hope, I mean, this is a Packers defense that can be legitimately the best defense in football and a very, very high-level group.
Well, I think it's also interesting because the Packers needed defense. Like, they went out and got defense.
Even when you look at addressing the offense line later.
Yeah.
But even with the guy that they got, he's a piece that they thought Jaeger. I think I wanted to call him Jaeger nonstop.
I said Jaeger yesterday with my family, and somebody goes, "Are you positive it's not Jaeger?" And I'm like, "It's Jaeger."
I want it to be Jaeger to call him Jaeger Bomb so bad.
No. Who would name their kid Jaeger?
Well, Dodge County, Wisconsin.
Good point.
I feel like this is a good place. If you're going to find a Jaeger out there, probably don't have to drive too far up.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Probably don't have to go too far up the road.
But Jaeger, I guess I knew somebody in college named Jaeger. So I just always was like, Jaeger's, I guess, yeah, I recant my Jaeger. Anyways, one last thing I will say, I'm very, I'm excited about Tyler Smack.
Trey Smack.
My bad.
When you can have a kicker that's going to have an instant kind of brand is the Smack Man.
Like, that kid was made to be in sports.
Well, think about the name Smack. I feel like it works for a kicker. There was a kicker that kicked at Pitt, University of Pitt, mind you. I don't think he ever made an NFL roster beyond preseason.
Okay.
His last name, Blewett.
Obviously.
You can't have... You're going to be a kicker, it's got to be like the most boring name imaginable.
Yeah.
Or you got to have a last name like Smack.
Like Smack, yeah. Like, that's amazing.
Well, smacking Brandon McManus to decide.
Ooh.
You have it right there. There's a chance. I'm buying in.
I'm buying in.
I think Gabe's right. I think that when you have a drafted kicker come in too, he's going to get the tiebreaker if it's close. It's going to take Brandon McManus winning this job, not tying it, where a lot of times you see the incumbent get it done. So, you know what, Dubs? We'll keep an eye on that. The Smack Man.
Smack Man. Oh, geez.
There's got to be something. Smackdown versus Raw. I'm going to keep thinking. There's something for...
There's definitely something with Smack and, like, Mick.
Yeah. We'll brainstorm on that. But, hey, what we'll do now, while we think about it, while we brainstorm here over the coming days, in the meantime... We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Beaver Dam weekend, and a very successful one at that, right on the other side of the break here, with more of the Dam Sports Show.
This is Ryan Gerber, Athletics Director at Beaver Dam High School, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Large data centers in Wisconsin will have to pay all the costs for the increased energy demand they create. That's the result of Friday's ruling by the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. Five people face charges after a drug bust in Fond du Lac last week. Investigators executed a search warrant on 5th Street on Thursday morning. Unemployment went up in our area in February. Dodge County's jobless rate rose to 3.7%. Unemployment was up statewide since the job market is in its slowest time of the year. Dodge County government is in the midst of forming a new facilities master plan. Architects will make a presentation to supervisors as early as May. and road work is underway along Interstate 94 near Johnson Creek that will mean some lane and ramp closures at night. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Harry Douglas here. Let me ask you something. What if you can enjoy the taste of a cocktail, the warmth of a spirit, and still stay fully in control? That's RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free spirits category. RK delivers bold flavor and a real warming sensation with zero alcohol, zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero calories. Perfect for nights out, social gatherings, or anytime you want the experience of a drink without sacrificing tomorrow. Check it out at rkbeverages.com. That's ARKAY beverages.com. RK, all the flavor, none of the alcohol.
Evan Cohen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app, share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required, not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we know you do things your way. So why shop the same retail giants as everyone else when you can easily find the products you need and trust at unbeatable Farm and Fleet prices? Save $10 on Gordon's 2.5-gallon liquid weed and feed or TriMet concentrate. 15% off assorted Rust-Oleum Stops Rust paint. And Baylin utility gates, buy one, get one half price. Find value on the things you value. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Wasn't planning on doing this, but I just remembered. I ran into Tom over at the draft. He was over at the Tops tent. On Thursday,
really?
He was there all weekend on the field.
That's really cool.
They had it set up, Ashley, where you could go on, and I know it's not Heinz Field anymore. It makes me really sad to even acknowledge that on air. It's Acrisure Stadium. It's a joke.
Wow. I'm surprised you acknowledged that.
It's a joke. It's not real, but it's Heinz Field. He was on Heinz Field in this massive tent, and he was the first store when I walked in. And for anybody who hasn't met Tom, he's a tall guy. It was very easy to see Tom.
Yeah.
Very easy to find Tom. It was also easy to find a lot of Beaver Dam wins over the weekend because we had plenty of them. Ashley, why don't you fill us in on what happened over the weekend?
Well, on Thursday, the Golden Beavers softball team went on the road and won 6-0 in Watertown. Layla Linsenmeyer drove home 3 runs, and Emma Jolka struck out 4 in 7 shutout innings to earn the win. Then on Friday, Beaver Dam defeated West Bend East 8-4 after scoring 5 in the first inning. Brindley Bader, Emma Jolka, and Lila Linsenmeyer each had a couple of hits and drove in 5 runs between the 3 of them.
Wow. So, again, big start. They're at this point have 1 loss in conference play. So they're sitting right there at the top with everybody. And, again, we got to get over there at some point, too, and practice, I think, with the team because last year, I got to practice on what is a beautiful, beautiful field that is the JV field now. You played softball, Ashley.
Was
your stadium anything like what we have over here now?
Well, we got a brand new stadium my junior year. However, it wasn't turf, but it could actually drain because our old one couldn't, and there was holes in the outfield, so it was very unsafe. But it was still new, so that was cool.
I always never understood how it worked where you have the hole where you step in and it looks like it's the same as everything else, but it's somehow just a foot of grass and just a massive hole.
My sister stepped in it and got a bone bruise. And so then that's when they decided they needed to change the
logo. I'm going to be honest, that seems very on brand for her, yeah, but we love her here.
Yeah, Katie, like, get a grip.
Katie's the best. Yeah. But what happened with the Beaver Dam baseball team over the weekend?
Baseball on Thursday completed the season sweep over Baraboo with a 5-2 win in 10 innings. Cam Blank, Eli Johnson, and Isaiah Younger all scored in the 10th, and Kellen Schmuel.
Ooh, nicely done.
Whoa. Earned the win, going 3 2/3, allowing just one run. Then on Saturday, beat Monona Grove 2-1 to go 5-0 in conference play. Ashton Seifert went 6 innings, striking out 8 and allowing 1 run to get the victory.
We get so spoiled here, where you've heard just by proxy because you weren't around last year. Well, I had a big thing for last year's baseball team and FedEx Freund, dynamic on the mound. You got guys like Eli Bryant. You have guys like Jarek Westover, like guys like Zach Shave. And we were worried. We're like, how's this team going to respond, losing all this veteran leadership? And it just seems like it's a baseball factory, too, where once again, now you have these guys nonstop. You're in the same names over and over again. There's a lot to be excited on with the baseball front. And actually, we have, we were originally going to have Daily Dodge TV at softball tonight.
We were, but then it got moved up. It was originally supposed to be at 7. Now at 4:30, the Beaver Dam softball team welcomes in Fond du Lac. We will not be carrying that.
That's all right. It's more excuse to get out in person to go see the new diamond.
Yes, but then tomorrow, BD softball will host DeForest as they try to sweep the season series at 5. And then also tomorrow, I think these are both on Daily Dodge TV, right?
I believe baseball is and soccer is, softball will not be tomorrow.
But Beaver Dam baseball is tomorrow on Daily Dodge TV, and they're welcoming Watertown. Coverage will start at 4:45.
Woo! And that is... I always forget. I do this, and I get nervous looking at you. Brookfield Central was your rival?
No, I was Brookfield Central. Stop making me Brookfield East.
Yeah,
that's not nice. It's embarrassing.
I'm. You know what? That's more than fair. If you were saying Wally, you went to Waukesha West, I'd be upset.
Exactly. Now I'm gonna start saying that.
All right, that's a $50 fine for Wally and a little wrist slap. It is.
It's fine. Whatever.
Well, because this is a big rivalry. Last year, Watertown got the better of Beaver Dam in baseball, and I know that team is very excited to welcome them in. And hopefully get right and get a win back in the right column. You can watch that again, Daily Dodge TV, 4:45. And hell, do yourself a favor. What I like to do, why don't you go watch softball in person? Throw it up on the little camera.
Ooh,
throw it up on the little phone. Get a little double dose. That's how you do it.
Yep.
All right, well, we are going to break. But when we come back, since this is the first official day of Ashley Dobrzynski here on the Dam Sports Show, we want to learn a little bit more about her, what makes her tick, where she lands in sports. That comes up next here with more on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 47. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs around 60. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 42. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Celebrate 104 years with Silica for your home this April. Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, fourth generation at Silica, and I just want to say thank you. And to celebrate, we're offering exclusive rebates, thousands of dollars in savings all month long, plus in-store giveaways announced every Friday in April. Stop in and experience what's made Silica stand out since 1922. Silica for your home, quality, service, and trust for over a century. And since 1922, it's always been Silica for your home.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards. where every day is opening day. Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more. Businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click contact us at dailydodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Yeah, let this play a little while here.
My mic got stuck.
Ashley Dobrzynski is officially on the Damn Sports Show. And not a one-day capacity, Ashley.
Nope.
You're in.
Stuck with me.
Well, I don't know if that would be the right way. I think you might be stuck with me, unfortunately.
Wally, I think we have a good mojo.
We do.
Even Jason Wilde said that the other day.
Well, it's true. Probably a fan of Wally Wednesdays, where I show up and sit in on what you do a fantastic job on our hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, yep, on Hometown Today. So we got the mojo down.
We do. We just have the mojo.
Well, I wanted to learn more about you today because I feel like probably I know more about you than you probably care to admit and vice versa here.
Yeah.
But the people don't. And before we actually dive into like too much about the personality size, I asked you this during the break because it dawned on me this was a dark day when it happened for me. What was it like watching the NFL draft for one of the first times where you're like, wait a minute, all these players are younger than me?
It's like kind of humbling. Like you're in the NFL, like I'm just talking about you on the radio.
They're probably jealous. They're not talking about other players on the radio is the way I look at it.
Well, it was funny because one time my dad said that to me. He was like, it was about Jacob Mizorowski getting the All-Star game in summer this past year. And he looks at me and he goes, you know, the Miz is playing an All-Star game. And what are you doing? Talking about it on the radio. And I was like, thanks.
What are you doing?
I was
He's
like,
awesome.
And it's really funny because I have it on video because I was sending two of my really good friends a video of how he was playing Taylor Swift. And then all you hear is, and what are you doing? And I was like, oh? What do you mean?
Why? And every family's different. I'm sure that at some, it's the other way.
Yeah.
But at least from my understanding, your family dynamic is very similar to mine where your dad can say that to you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, dad, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But if your mom said that to you, it would literally ruin you to your core.
Yeah, my parents were in Italy this past week and a half, and they got home, and I saw them yesterday. And my dad and I are just, like, ripping on my mom, because it's just so fun, too. And finally, like, she kind of, like, snapped back, and I mean, I was kind of like, oh, my God. My dad, oh, my God.
You're supposed to be the easy target.
Yeah, like, Mom, you're supposed to just have fun. And, yeah, you're just supposed to, like, take it, not give it back.
Yeah. But. Well, see, my mom does the other way around where she's more of the, hey, we're not having fun. Everybody's going to be upset here in a moment if you keep making fun of me. And we usually...
That's so awesome.
I've matured a little bit, but for the longest time, I would try to get the last barb in.
Yeah.
See how far you can push it up against the line?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, well, Dubs, I want to go a little rapid fire for you here.
Okay.
For you, sports, the love. We talked about the folks. Where did that love for the game of sports or sports in general come from for you?
Always been around them, loved them. My dad's a big sports guy. We would just always talk. My brother and I are 6 years apart. My sister doesn't know sports. She's 4 years older than me. So when my brother really left to go to college or, you know, was not in the not around a lot anymore, I was the one he could talk to about it, not my sister, because, again, she does not know sports.
You had to step up to the metaphorical plate.
Yes. The only reason why she knew the draft was this weekend was because she saw a funny tweet about it. Attaway Katie.
She's the GOAT.
But that's just kind of, my dad's always been my biggest sports role model.
Love to hear that. Well, then, right now, when you look at sports in general, what's the thing that gets you most excited? What's the best thing in sports right now?
Packers. Football's always so, you can do so much with football. It's just, fall's so much fun. Sundays are fun. You have fantasy football. And I don't know, my dad, it's just really fun to watch with my dad. You know, I would always go home on the weekends this past fall to go home and watch a game with him.
It was my favorite part about going home is that we usually only watch the draft in person for the first few days. And then day three, gain that time and you realize, like, there's only X amount of time that you get to spend before you go be adults and you're not around. So I love that we get to get a little shout out for Papa Dobrzynski today.
Exactly. Yep, Papa.
Anytime you get Papa involved, you got to do it. What's the thing that pisses you off most with sports?
Ooh, that's a good question. Playing or watching?
Either one. Pick your poison.
Playing? I don't remember. I don't really know playing. I can't think of a playing right now. Watching.
Yeah, it's been
right
so
now,
long for you.
Yeah. Watching, I guess it would just have to be like the expectation, like getting your hopes up.
Yeah.
Like Brewers every single year.
Yeah, but the hope is what makes us stronger.
It's so much
kills
fun,
you.
But then it just kills you.
It's the best part.
Yeah, you'll learn that this year with the Pirates by like June.
Well, you don't understand. The pain is going to feel amazing to me.
Okay.
Getting next cut question. When I haven't felt anything, that's beautiful.
Yeah, next question.
Dinner with three living or deceased sports people, whether that's athlete, coaches, personalities, whatever. Who are they?
Michael Jordan, Brett Favre, J.J. Hardy.
Wow, you had that fast. J.J. Hardy, why J.J.?
That was like my guy when I was a kid. Like, I was so obsessed with him. I was so obsessed with Brett Favre when he was on the Packers. I, like, two favorite players. And then I know, like, my dad loves Michael Jordan. And so I just know a lot about Michael Jordan.
What's the perfect weekend, whether sports weekend, lounge weekend? What's it look like?
Fall, Sunday with football, candle going, sitting in the living room, watching football, red zone. Fantasy team's playing good. You got smorgasbord of snacks. The windows are open. You got that fall air. That, you know, the smell I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh, you're making me sappy right now.
I know, right? It sounds amazing.
All right, last one for you. What are you most looking forward to now that you are in this role where you're going to be in the second chair? You're producing too. What are you most excited about?
I'm excited to be able to talk about sports more in depth.
Yeah.
Not just surface level, in depth, and be able to contribute more to a conversation when it's about, like, not only analytics but thoughts and opinions and whatnot.
Well, you did a hell of a job in day one. I guess we're going to allow you to come back for day two.
I appreciate that.
Happy birthday to you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Very excited for what's coming up here.
Me too.
And we're very excited too. So make sure that you continue to follow along on the Damn Sports Show. We have Homer Hour coming up next. Make sure you're tuned in for the same thing that you're going to get tomorrow, another edition of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for Your Home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's upgrading your appliances and electronics or finding comfort solutions like lift chairs, Silica delivers winning sales and service and